All right, so just to quickly pause where we're up to. We were dealing with a question on our interpretation of the Rambam, how the Rambam understood Tliya B'Zman. So we understood the Rambam to be saying that in case of Tliya B'Zman, so the Maisa Nesina, the initial act of giving it over, is really simply just a Mesir L'Shem Pikadon. It's not a Maisa Kinyan, it's not a Maisa Nesina's Gerishin, we'll just talk about it in terms of Gerishin. It's not a Maisa Nesina's L'Shem Gerishin, it's not a Maisa of Inasa Miyada, it's just a Nesina's Haget Kipikadon. The actual Haknas Haget, the actual Vinasa Miyada takes place on the 31st day, via Mechilas Haget Kipikadon, being Mochla Pikadon to her, and she's kind of then, at that point, the entire Nesina's Kabbalah's Gerishin occurs at that point, Midin Chatzir. So, there are two difficulties that we encounter here, and this is what I think clearly compelled a lot of the Nosei Kelim and the Achronim to say that the Rambam understood something like other Rishonim, that you've done the Maisa now, and simply somehow or other different than the Tanai De'im, you're elongating or you're suppressing the Maisa itself. But he also agrees that what you're doing initially is the Maisa Akna, the Maisa Gerishin. One difficulty was the Gitech that we discussed, that seems pretty clear that according to Rav Rishonim, and the Rambam, there's no reason to assume the Rambam didn't agree with this, that wouldn't be a problem. Mechilas Haget Kipikadon is not a problem to the Gitech. But the major difficulty that we find is the issue that the Rambam paskins that Tola Begerishin Bizman works even if on the 31st day it's Be'agam or Be'simta or Be'sidir Shesarabim. So the question is obvious. These places are not places that you can be Kone, that she is Kone. It's not Chatzera, it's not Roshusa. So, okay, if you held that it had to be Bechatzeri, maybe, you could make the argument that it's working through Mechilas Pekadam. But if you held, like the Rambam, and like the Ram for that matter, that it works in Agam, even if the get is only the Agam at the end, so where's the Kinyan? You're not going to be caught in Agam. This is the Marabach. The way the Marabach formulated this question is, up to if the Baal comes and gives her the get and places it in a Simta and says, forget Hareza Gitech, just say, Hareza Gitech, and he puts it in the Simta, is that going to work? It's not a chatzir, it's not something that could be kanyin in chatzir, so how is it that this could work? So clearly we had to explain the Rambam differently. That's what all these other notes can. So what we wanted to suggest was that you could indeed here be kona midin chatzir. She can be kona the get, even if it's ba'agam midin chatzir at the end of the 31st day. The last couple of what we discussed was just background regarding kinyin chatzaka. The machlokas is showing whether hamadas peros or achnasas peros or kalim letoch some karka. Does that qualify? Is that the kind of act which qualifies as an act of chazaka? So here we noted there's a major machlokas shown in the Rambam, the Baal Mor, the Baal Eter, the Arama, based on an explicit Yisham, they say that this Achnasas Kalim does work. That is an act of chazaka. Yisham says explicitly, it's Spheres Peros of Soch Habayis, if a mocher, somebody sells to a, somebody's purchasing it, so as soon as the purchaser moves his stuff into the Habayis, so that's Kona, that's a chazaka. So they paskin that that's in fact the case. Hamadas kelim or nachas kelim that works as a chazaka, as a chazaka shel tashmish, right? You're using, as I said, avodas mechan chasod, that you're simply using the item is the way that you inaugurate your kinyan over the cart. Other Rishonim disagreed, right? The Raya we saw, the Ramban, the Ritva, they held that this is not kona, that we paskin against its Yerusham. Whether because, as the Raya held, that there is no such thing as tashmish karka as a maisa kinyan. The only way that you can, the only kind of act that constitutes a chazaka is a maisa of tikkun hakarka, being mashpiach hakarka, like null, the way the rabbi understood null gadar or parats. Those are acts that are kinyan chazaka, but tashvish hakarka, haname hakarka, there's no such thing as a kinyan chazaka through those acts. You have that in Cheses Gimel Shanim, that's what the Gemara is talking about in those contexts, but not as a chazaka for purposes of kinyan. That's the rabbi. He seems to be, as far as I can tell, a minority sheet. I'm not sure if he's a sheet as yachid, but he seems to be certainly in the extreme minority on that. Most Rishonim held that there is a concept of tashmish as a method of being konat. They quote the Gemara, as we said last time, of matziah matzahs, when they say agar, you lay it out, which they claim is not an act that can be conceived of as an act of tikkun hakarka, you're simply laying out mattresses. So they argue that there is such a thing as tashmish, which is an act of chazakah, but it has to be tashmish gufo, it has to be nana gufo mi gufo karka. And that's what they say, that actually matziah matzahs, the Rashbam there makes the Kimta in a sense. He says it's Ladavka Hatzas Matzas alone. You need to then be Shochevalein. But when you're Shochevalein, so then that act of Shechiva being Nene Gufo Megufa Karka, that's an act of Kinyan Chazak. And they say that's after all, the Makor, the Tefasim Berechem Asher Yeshavtem, Shiva is the method of being Koneb Chazakah, so it seems that you have an element of Tashmish there, but they say it requires Tashmish Gufo Mea Karka. Hanachas Kalim wouldn't be sufficient. So they also agree with Ravid so that Hanachas Kalim is not an act of Chazaka. But as I said, that's Machlokes Rishonim. All right, so that's the background. So now, that's where we left off with. All right, so now, here we come to the Gemara in Bava Basra, where we find the Machlokes Amoraim. This is the Gemara on page 6 of the Makaros. Amar Vasi, Amar B'Yochran, Madad V'Niach HaKav Yisimta. So you have somebody who's selling something which requires an act of measurement to somebody who's purchasing it. So if he's modeed, if he measures, and then he's meniach that to the peros. He's meniach the peros, agabe simta. All right, so we're now dealing with the reshus, which is, let's say, sort of an alleyway, which is not really a reshus rabim. It's public use, but it's not a reshus which everybody is walking on. Simta and agam and reshus rabim generally assume, at least the rabim always seems to assume, these are all equivalent. So mada meniach agabe simta kana. Most Rishonim interpret this to mean that the mocher is being meniach. The mocher here is being meniach. He's modeid, and then meniach the pre that he was modeid agabe karka agabe simta. At that point, kana, the lokeach is kana. Amar lo Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Asi, Shema lo Shema Rabbi el modeid l'tolku paso. That doesn't really make so much sense. Are you sure you heard correctly? Maybe it's a little wax in your ears, right? He says Shema lo Shemata. Maybe this is Rosh. That's around there. Shema lo Shemata. You're bilchan el modeid biniach l'tolku paso shalokeach. Why? Because that's a different principle, that kelo shalokeach, kono lo kechatzer. Right? So maybe what you must have heard was that whereas if you were to have a, let's say, kli b'rishus harabim, the din of kelo shalokeach, kelim shalom kono, that's not true in rishus harabim. Right? You could put a kli in rishus harabim and then somebody put something into that kli, the person whose kli it is not kono that item. So maybe what you heard was that if it's in a makam asinta, if you put a kli in a makam asinta, the kli of a lokeach is a makam asinta, then you, let's say you have the peros, the mocher is measuring, and he places the peros into the kli of the lokeach, so in that case, then it's kona. Right, and it's kona then midin, chatzer midin, kelo shalokeach kona. But if he puts it just on the karka of the sinta, so where's the kin? Right, this is the Rashbam. Moshem lo shumat demir yochran el b'modei v'toch v'hiniach v'toch kupasa shalokeach. The kani le kelo b'simta, shari yesh lo reshus l'aniach shal kelo, ki b'chatsa shutafin. So it's not like reshus l'rabim, where you don't have reshus l'aniach a kli, and therefore the kli being there cannot do anything for you. While simta below kli, but if it's just you're putting it on the simta below kli, lo kani. Why? Because on what basis would you be koneir? The lo mashicha ika, you haven't been moshicha, mashicha can work in a simta, but there's no mashicha here. This is not the reshus of the lokeach. So how is it that he's kona here? Okay. So the Gemara responds, that we needed Rabbi Yochanan to come and tell us? Is that a chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan would need to tell us that if a person has a kli and a simta, and the mocher puts that which is being sold into the kli, then the kelim is kona lo in a simta? Was that even a question? I heard correctly, and I know that I heard correctly, because otherwise it wouldn't have made sense. Why would he even have said that? The Zervasi says, I heard correctly, this is Rabbi Yochanan Zin, he thinks Rekona is such a case. So Gemara then has a whole discussion of whether or not Rabbi Zeira is Kibla Mine or Lo Kibla Mine. So he understood that this was in fact Rabbi Asi's opinion. The question is, was he in Kabel, that this is in fact what Rabbi Yochanan said, this is the Din, that your Mineh simply Agave symptom alone, that that's Kone, or not? Zavka is Lutok Kupaso. So the Gemara ends up concluding a couple days later that he was not Mekabel. Okay, so we have Machlokes. What's the answer to this question, though? How is it, according to Rashi, at least, how is he Kona in that case? What was the Maisa Kinyan? Where is the Kinyan? So most Rishonim say the same thing. They argue that the Kinyan here for Rabbi Yochanan is Midin Chatzer. The Simta is Kona Loki Chatzer. How was he Kona the Chatzer? Midin Chazaka. The Nimukes has a different interpretation, but most Rishonim just explain he was Kona here Midin Chazaka. How? This is Elias Rabbi Yana. Afilu madan amocher, dikishu miniach agavi simta, havile ki miniach bechatzero shalokeach. So then it becomes as if I'm being miniach bechatzero shalokeach. What chatzero does he have here? Midin chazak. Havile ki miniach bechatzero shalokeach, the simta kirshus ha-shutafin, ukisha adam miniach sham kelav, if a person places his kelim in the simta, harhei mush'alus lo b'shah shekelav dusun sham. So the simta is there to be used in such a way that somebody has reshus to essentially be koned as a she'ela, right? As a shoel, you can be koned the makom asinta. Anybody can be koned the makom asinta. So the method here that you're being koned is via the hanachas hakli, the tocha. Hilcha kishar mocher miniach sham peros of the tzara chalokeach, zach lo simta. No, not dalat amosav. No, this is lav davka. Dalat amosav is a separate kinyan. This is even without... He's not in Dalat Amos.
No, he's not, but it's a similar... that, in other words, what's person's dalat amas has a kind and a simta. I walk in the street, no, that's my dalat amas.
Yeah, but that's a separate kin. It's a kin in derban, probably. What? This is not. That's a separate. I mean, that's a whole dalat amas is a whole question. But here we're not talking about dalat amas. Here we're talking about, according to these rishonim, we're talking about simply being konet midin. It seems pretty clear. Tashmish. The lokeach is mishtamish b'karka simta, and therefore he's able to be konet. Now, no, this is even if the meniach is actually the mocher, whose rishus it is that we're taken out of. And even if it's the kli itself does not belong to the lokeach. I mean, the kli, as it is being placed down, doesn't yet belong to the lokeach, because it's only on the basis of the chatzir, which then is kone for him, he ends up becoming the owner. But when he puts it, when the mocher puts the kli down, it's actually the kli's belonging to the mocher still. But because it's the tashmish of the lokeach, right, because I'm putting it there, l'tzorech lokeach, so the kone lo the makom asinta, midin chazaka, midin hamadas hanachas kelim. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yonah. This is the opinion as well of the Ritva. I'm Rabbi Yonah, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mada v'niach v'absin t'kana. Now you'll note there's a little bit of a difference, I think, of opinion here about how it is that we get around the problem that the meniach here is the mocher. So from the language of Rabbi Yonah, it just seems that it's just not important who's the meniach. The question is who's being mishtamish b'karka. It could be that somebody else is putting it down, but the person who's shimush b'karka, that's lavdaka the meniach. So in that case, it's simply the lokeach nishtamshus. He's using the property there as a makom for him to collect his kelim. It happens to be the meniach is putting it there for him, the mocher, but it's simply not a relevant point. The Ritva, I think, on this point, he says something a little bit interesting. But the basic mahalach he agrees with. Perush, madad, mishadarkalun, dodahayna mocher, veniach agave simta kana lokeach. Why? On basis of what? They call sakadaitin, meaning according to Ravasi, the kevin shigesh lo rishus lokeach, anyashab kelav. So it's not just that you have rishus to put kli there. You have the ability to actually be kone the mako. Hare hu kone sham kichatzera. V'achol pi yisha mocher yesh lo bo rishus gam kein la'anicho sham. So even though the mocher also has rishus to do that, and in fact, in this case, indeed, it's his kli after all, right? V'nira kilo hiniach mocher rishus atzmo. So you could have thought that it's rishus atzmo. So the Ritva sounds like he's invoking, this is midin shlichus. He's considered to be a shliach here when he's placing the act of hanachah is an act really just b'shlichus shalokeach. It sounds like if he, in fact, were the meniach without being a shliach, then he couldn't actually be kone. We would just define it as tashmisho and not tashmish lokeach. So it's a minor disagreement. The major point.
Why do we keep? I'm just confused. I mean, I haven't seen the whole market, but he's saying it's midin chatzero, right? Not midin tashmish.
But no. The kli is nikne to the lokeach midin chatzer. That's how the lokeach is being coined. But how is it chatzero? How is it chatzero lokeach? We're talking about a simta here.
That's
what they're answering. Because it's kona the hanachas kli, the tashmish lokeach bisimta is kona lo the makom asimta, which is then kona the kli
midin chatzer. Rini Yonah says they're mushalas, though.
Yeah.
That's not a kinyan.
Shaila works for the purpose of kinyan chatzer.
You're saying
chatzer hamishalis is something which works in chatzer. This is something which, by the way,
but you're saying it's midin chazaka.
How is he calling the karka? That's the question. How is
it's he not just like a tnai that like the b'nei simta make or something like that, or like an implicit understanding between all the b'nei simta?
Who's the b'nei simta? I mean, the simta doesn't want anybody.
Let's just grant that. In the entirety of the population in the city, on the Simta. So there's just like this implicit agreement between all
that wouldn't be
whoever needs to use the Simta can get some schus out of Shaloh.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like what they're saying. It happens to be that some are explicit in the comparable case of Chatzar Shutfin that's not true. You need to have a Maisa Chazak in order to be Kone. The Shutfin needs a Maisa Chazak. That even if you have Rishus, if you give Rishus to somebody, but that doesn't mean you can just do it by giving Rishus. You can't be, for instance, Masha with Dibur, but Amma, this is according to Rav Mozeshon. You need to actually, you can give him Rishus to be kind of the Karka of L'Sheila, and for the purpose of having him be kind of something within that Karka, but he, of course, needs to do it Ma'aseh Chazak. Many Rishonim say this explicitly, specifically about that point, that you can't be Masha Makom just the Dibur Amma, you need to be Masha Makom Ayde Ma'aseh Kinyan. We hold that lean in Shaila, you need a kinyan. Schiras karka is nicknamed because of Shavah Chazaka, and the same thing is true of Shaila, because of maybe not Ladafka, but you need to do a Maisa Kinyan in order to be defined as having the makam be mushalcha for the purposes of kinyan.
For the Riff's formulation, it sounds like It's just a chishin din chaser. That since any place where you have rishus to be miniach sham kilav is kona midin chaser.
Yeah, but how is that so? How are you kona? Okay, so
that's
fine. But how is your how are you kona the makom? I actually don't have. I mean, it doesn't really matter for me. I think I'm explaining that.
No, but is it clear for the rishus that you need a kinyan on the makom for it to be kona mishum chaser?
I think so.
He's not just saying that any place where you have rishus to be miniach your kli, that place can be kona to you midin chaser.
It's. Well, first of all, it could be, but that could be true. They have a question about is it true that every place you have a rishus l'haniyach makom, is it true that that's the makom is going to be kanei l'cha? This comes up in various contexts. I don't want to get so much into it, but it comes up, for instance, in
maybe someone else wants to be kind of the same makom. I mean, at the same time.
Yeah, but you have your kli there.
No, it's a kli.
Or your tashmish. We're going to get the. I mean, you're being mishamish.
So
kol makom, as he says, kol zman she kli shama. That makom akli is mushala. This is what Ravasi's holding. Right? The Ravasi, the way that it works is your kona the karka midin hanachas hamadas kli. Let's midin tashmish. You're being mishtamish bekarka. So your kona that makom b'sheila. Obviously, I mean, yeah. So what they're saying here is that how is it that he's being kona via the hanachas akli via tashmish. That's what they're saying. What does that help? That helps because then he's kona midin chaser hilchach. Okay. So the other Rishon say this as well. I just brought two. So it would seem that according to Rav Asi, that this is true that a person is mishtamesh via hamadas kelov, or even perhaps if somebody's being miniach hakli letzorech a particular person, that person could nikona the makom asimta. It's not just something which is there for people to use. It's something that is there for people to use through being kona the makom leinyan sheela, and then that chatzer, that karka that he's being kona, can then be kona for him. The question that we have to ask is: we passed in the other day some ambiguity in the Rambam, but most assume that he passed things like this as well. We reject the shita. We don't hold like Rabasi. There's no kinyan in this case. Question though is, what does Rabbi Zeira disagree with? All right, why is it that in this case there's no kinyan according to Rabbi Zeira? So here, I think we could consider several possibilities. The first is to say, well, he disagrees that hamadas kli constitutes a chazak at all. Hamadas kelim, we don't think it works. So this obviously clearly cannot be the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam didn't agree with this. The Baal Yedra didn't agree with this. Many Rishonim did not agree with this. So this is only viable according to the Rishonim that holds that's in fact the din that the madas kalim sviros kalim soch amakom isn't kone b'shvilo. The question that we could ask is whether it's mugrach. Is it clearly necessary to say this? Must they hold that the reason we reject this is because it's not a good chazak, or at the very least it doesn't even get off the ground because it's not this isn't a chazak. So that I think is subject to the famous halachos achronim, the ksos and the machin Ephraim. They hold that the chokim al Rambam, those who hold that, let's say, hamadas kli is no good for chazaka, that's true only if you're talking about binkona linyan mechira, right? Binkona kinyan olamis, to binkona legamri. But for she'ela and tzchirus, say the ksos and the machaneh Ephraim, and have various rivets we're not going to get into, even the rivet, even those that disagree with the Rambam will agree that if you're only talking about binkona l'she'ela, linyan tashmishim, let's say, including, they both argue, being able to be kona midin chatzer from that chatzer. So then, as far as that's concerned, even everybody's going to agree that nachas kelim l'socha is kona. The Maharit disagreed. The Maharit, I'll give you the Maharit quotes actually. The Ksos is kuf peites sif katan aleph. Machan Ephraim is the first simon in Hilchos Schiros. Does that bring you to encourage you?
Kuf peites aleph, as it says?
Yeah, and also kuf nim gimel. But kuf peites aleph is really where he elaborates more. Oh, so yeah. So the Maharit, however, disagrees. The Maharit thought that wasn't true, that those who are cholik, right, the halacha is, that tzchiras karka is nitkis, but kesef shara chazaka. Chazaka is the same thing that whatever is works for karka and mechirim. So that's what works for tzchiras and she'ela as well. And if therefore the rabbit holds, as he does, that achilas peiros and tashmishin, and certainly anachas kelim, doesn't work to be kona as a mechira, it also will not work for she'ela and tzchiras. So that's the Shitas of Maharit. The Maharit al-Ghazi actually thinks this is a Machlokes Rishonim. He's told the Davar on Machlokes Rishonim. He thinks the Rashi and Tosfos agree with the Maharit. Others agree with the Ksos. That's a Machlokes Achronim within the Shita of the Chokim al-Rambam. Those who think that Le'inyan Mechiras Kark, Chazaka requires a Maaseh Shel Tikkun, or at least even if it's Tashmish also, but it has to be Tashmish Gufo, but Anachas Kelim, Anachas Kelim Socho is no good, doesn't work as a Kinyan. whether or not the Ravid will agree, will be modeh when it comes to schirus and sheila, or not. Now, if you hold that it is not, so then you have to hold the shita. But if you hold, like the Maharit, that Ravid is going to also disagree regarding sheila of his schirus, so then you have to argue. I mean, the question becomes, well, why is this not a good raya? I mean, why isn't this a raya for the Machan Ephraim and the Ksos? They don't mention it. It could be that it is a raya, they just didn't mention it. But I think the answer for the Maharit will have to be, but that's why we disagree. I mean, you could bring a raya for a Vasi if you want. We pass on like Rabbi Zeira. The reason Rabbi Zeira doesn't agree, or at least, you know, one initial reason he doesn't agree, is because he doesn't think this is an act of Chazaka Bechal. This is not a Maisa Kinyan. Hashmi Shalakeach is not a Maisa Kinyan. That, I think, you have to say for the right, according to the Maharit. Okay. So, either way, that's clearly not what the Rambam is going to hold. So what is the Rambam going to say? So, here we have several other possibilities. Perhaps they disagree that a simta is given to this to being nikne aydei yachid. The simta is a place set for public use. That's just tashish v'vad. It's not something which can be nikne to anybody. You don't have a rishus to be koneh. You have rishus, and anybody can put their kelim there. But that's not something that they can't be koneh the makom there, even for sheila. It's not something which is given to kinyan aydei yachid. Oh, so that's something that one could say. However, it's clear. Some Rishonim are indeed explicit that that isn't the case. That is not the premise which we disagree with. And it comes up in the following context. I'll just mention first that the Tosfos actually brings this notion up, in a context of the question of Mesira. Our focus is shown on whether or not Mesira, let's just, haven't been focused on what exactly Mesira entails, but let's just assume it's placing the reins, it's giving the reins of the let's say, Mesira is something you would use if you can't do Mesira or Akbar, let's say it's a boat. What? Or a behemoth gossip. So you would be koneh by giving the reins, giving the ropes to the lokeach. So as Machlokes Rishonim, does Nasira work be simta or not? So some Rishonim held it does not work be simta. Why? Why not? It's something which is given to Mashiach. So there were different explanations of this. The Tosfos, and we'll see in a minute, the Rin Yonah, has the following explanation. This is in our Gemara. It's in the first parak in Chaf Hei Amidei. The Tosfos, it's a long Tosfos. At the end there, quotes Rav Chaim Cohen, Miyashe Perish Rashbam, explains to the Rashbam who held that Mesira is not Kohen B'Simta, Mufarish, Mesira is not Kohen B'Simta, Lomi Taima the Rashbam, not because of what the Rashbam held. El Nira Lo, Hatam, She has Simta, Rishushal Yachidu, that Kodimbo Zacha. So Simta is given to being Nikne, Aide, a Yachid, and therefore whoever is Kodimbo is Zoche. I have to assume he doesn't mean Zoche Kinyan Olam, I assume he means the Sheila, which is sufficient for the rest of the point here. V'stamad de milsa amocha kadam v'hevi behemta l'shem kodem shabalokeach. So in normal case, the mocher comes and he brings his behema there, and he's mamid the behema there, before the lokeach did anything to be kona that simta. So the mocher simply comes along to the simta with his behema that he's selling to the lokeach. So at that point already, it's not Bershush Eina Shoshna, it's Bershush HaMocher. That's the reason why there's no Kinyan. It says, Im Kain Havi Malka Behemdo Kichat Zeiro. And everybody agrees, Vein Mesir Veloshim Kinyan Mahani Bershush Mocher, except for Hagbah, Avagav the Meshicha Kanyasham. So what about Meshicha? So Meshicha, the reason Meshicha works is because you're moving it from the Malka Behema. You're moving the Behema from that area where it was. That area where the Behema was, when you're Mami the Behema there, that's something which is Minastam, Mushalo. You know, this is the Mocher's Makom. Meshicha works with Simta because you're moving him out of that Makom.
When we speak about a Simta being Moshal, that's only the particular place where the Kli is.
Yeah.
Not the entire
Simta. Not the entire Simta. No. It's the Makom Akli. That's Makom Akli.
Once the Behemoth takes a step, then.
Well, I haven't seen Makom shown him what needs to happen for Meshicha, but either step or three Tvachim.
Okay. Either way, it's not in that same
Meshicha. The idea, according to this, is you're moving him from Rishusa. This is what he says. So that's why Mashiach works. Mashiach Kanyasham Hayim Mishum Tishakar Dovermin Koma Rishon. So this is what Rabbi Yonah says, and he brings a raya for this notion. What, you can be Kohen as Simta and buy Hamadas Kli. I'm not sure it's a Chazaka, and even if it were a Chazaka, I mean, what, Simta is something which actually people can be Kohen. So Rabbi Yonah says, this, he's explaining the same thing, he quotes somebody else, Moshe Mikrabil, his Rebbe, Moshe Mikrabil, explain as having the same explanation that we find here in the Tosfos, the name of Chaim. Sorry, reviewed Mikrobil. This is Aldius Radiani. You have it? I have it. I have the. This is on Daf Ayin Vav and Beis in the Vav Basra. The Mesira Lefika Chena Konas B'Simta. Why? Lefisha Kli Hamunach B'Simta Harei Kumo Shenasim B'Rishus Bailov. Kevan Shel Yeshel B'Rishus La'Aniach Sham Kelov. V'Ene Yotzei B'Rishus Bailov B'Mesira. Ela Atchi Yimshach Chosah Halokeach Misham. Aval B'Rishus Harabim or B'Rishus Hamocher She'Eno B'Rishus La'Aniach Sham Kelov. V'Ene Kli Munach Sham Kimishim Munach B'Chatzeir Lefika Mesira Konabo. He says, and I have a raya, or not a raya. See you. V'Yishus La'Yeya Davar Zemi Hader Min Lekamim B'Pirkin. Mada v'niach agabi simta kana perush im mada ramocher v'niach agabi simta the kevin sheniach sham the tzorach alokeach havi also makum sheniach sham kechatzir shalokeach v'konelo. Okay, maybe that's exactly what we disagree with, right? Maybe we just don't agree with that. And he's aware of that. You could say that. But afagav the lo kaimel anachi she'ein hakli yotzei mechaz bala b'chak. And he didn't really explain why not. Mikom makum yesh lanu mimena leinu mishenach kele b'simta shehu kemunach b'chatziro. This is explicit now. Both in the Tosas and the Rinyana, we accept the premise that Hanachas Kli in a Simta works to become the Makom Mishvil Aminiach. That's true even without Rabbi Zeira. According to the Rinyana, that's in fact a good Siyua. We don't reject this point. That's why Mesira doesn't work in a Simta. So you see, that at least these are shown are quite explicit, that we accept the premise that not only that Hanachas Kli is a Maisa Chazaka, it's also something that, through which one can mikone a Makom Simta. Okay? So what is it that we then disagree with? Why is Rabbi Zeira reject Rabbi Yossi? So one could argue, I think, one of two other things. The third, let's say, the third possibility, third possible reason we might reject Rabbi Zeira is we might say, you know what? Everything you're saying is fine. The problem is, it's dafka kela. It's dafka person's own kli, which is kona bishvilo. You cannot use a kli, at the very least, for in a case of simta, but presumably, possibly even in any case of a mother's behema. As for your behema, that's koneh. If it's somebody else's behema that you're borrowing, or it's not yours, that cannot be koneh b'shvilcha. So that's the reason for your reject Rav Asi. Right, we agree, hanachas kli can work, A, as a chazaka in general, and B, simta is something which is subject to kinyan ayachid, so it can work in simta. The problem is, chazaka got to be his kli, and in this case, the mocher was meniach the kli, it was the mocher's kli. I mean, otherwise you wouldn't need to, we don't get the whole discussion. It's the mocher's kli, we're trying to figure out how it is that we can have the okay, be kona the kli, but when the mocher is putting it down, it's still his kli. So therefore, that's the reason why we reject Rav Asi. Now, the truth is, I think this has smach in the Meiri. The Meiri, actually in our context, he's discussing why we reject the shita, unlike the Rambam, the din of tli b'zman, the mashof par zu lotei kinyuloch ela alachar lamayomor, in the case of get, that if it's in the 31st day in an Agam, that it will work. We reject that opinion. The Meiri sort of addresses this whole, he's anticipating that somebody might say all this, and he's saying, I reject the whole thing. This is the Meiri in the Makoros I gave. This is back on the original Sugya of Hevav and Beis. He held, like Moshe Shonen, that we reject the opinion that B'li Me'achshav, you can be koneh b'Agam. He says, B'ilomar Me'achshav, afilu hi nechaso b'simta, eina megureshes, hoil ve'ina get kanuila, heach mikomo kanuila. It seems like he's addressing this exact point. It seems like what he's saying, Hanachas Kli, Letoch, Simta, that can work to be kona the Simta, wherein then we would say the Simta can be kona lo. The problem is that it's only Tashmisho if it's the Kli Shalom. If it's somebody else's Kli, it won't work. So therefore, don't tell me that that's how it's working here, that it's working via Hanachas Haget, Letoch, Simta. The Get, so far, does not belong to the woman, belongs to the husband. Rabbi Asi clearly didn't agree with this. But we reject Rabbi Asi. And he doesn't address Rabbi Asi, but it's clear that he's going to say Rabbi Zeira rejects Rabbi Asi, thinks that if something is not kone lecha, so then it cannot be kone makom bishvilcha. So I think that's what emerges from the Neri. The truth is, though, Misvar, I think that's not so obvious. It's very far from obvious. Because when we say that a Maisa of Hamadas Peros is kone bishvilcha, it's not that the Kli is kone. It's not like you put a claim on makom by putting your Kli there. It's by using the makom, using the karka. So to me, this is actually difficult, Misvar, to say that it's only considered your use if it's also your item. Maybe it's not my item, but I'm still using the karka. Let's say I borrow somebody else's, I just borrow a friend's matzos, but I want to be kona this karka. So I spread it out on the all over, and then I rest on it. So you can say that doesn't work. I'm not sure it's a good ride, because you might argue with Shiva, maybe that makes it different, but the point is, this is a method of tashmish. The hanachas kli, it's not the kli per se, which is koneh for him, it's by using the karka, so then you can koneh the karka. So hanachas kli is a method of tashmish. If that's the case, it's hard to imagine it has to be that it's your kli. I guess Amiri is saying, by definition, it's only detachment of the person whose kli belongs to. Maybe. But Misvara, at least, this seems difficult. I think you all already find Rishonim that seems to imply that isn't the problem. We accept it doesn't have to be your kli. So why is it that we don't accept Rabbi Asi? What's the wrong there about Asi? One point that we disagree with. We agree with the whole Yisod, and we agree with all the Pratim that we mentioned until now. Amadas Kli works as a chazaka, at least in Schir Samakum or Sheila Samakum. It works to be Kone Asimta, because Asimta is subject to that sort of thing. And this is true even if it's not your Kli. What's the problem? The problem is that here, in this case, it's simply not defined as Tashmish Alokeach. First of all, the Mocher was the Miniach. And second of all, one can argue, he's Miniach Litzarcho. The Mocher, in this case, at the very least, is also using it as a platform that's convenient for him to sell. He's putting it down so that he can then be efficient in his transactions and selling. So I measure it, and then I place it down. That's Litzarcho Alokeach, I'm placing it? Litzarcho Atzmi. I'm using it as a makom for me to conduct my work. I want to measure the next thing to sell. I want to go call somebody over. So I'm placing it down. So that's the reason we reject Ravasi. This case is just not a case of tashmish alokeach. We accept that you can be kone chazaka by hanachas kli. Hanachas kli toch simta is kone b'shvil, kone the simta b'shvilo. And in this case, it's just not tashmisho. It's not tashmish alokeach. It's tashmish amocher, or maybe it's tashmish both of them. But the point is, it's not just Tashmish Alokeach. This, I think, is what it sounds like in the Miri, in fact. The Ritva, rather. The Ritva here, when he's explaining Rabbi Yochanan, that this is a point that he recognizes as being, when he's explaining Rabbi Asi, this is a point that he recognizes as being Mechudash. That when the Ritva explains that, V'alch picha mocher, yesh lo b'shus bo gamkin, la'nicho sham, b'nirek ilu heiniach, ha-mocher b'shus atzma la'fil hachi. So that's the point we disagree with. The Hanacha looks like it's, well, maybe he just says it is the b'shus. He's being miniach, l'tzorech atzma, and therefore it's reshus atzma. So that's why we disagree. So pashat d'sin l'achi, if we hold this way, if we think that's why we disagree with Rabbi Asi, but everybody agrees l'halach, that tashmish, even if the kli, which isn't yours, the makom simta, by hamadas a kli, l'tocha simta, can be kona the simta b'shvecha, such that it can then be kona b'chatzer. So then if we accept that premise, so then we only have to add one more, and we can explain the round. And that is, that when the Isha, let's say just the case of Gerishin, when the Isha is meant Yachid Makom in the Sinta for the Shmiras Haget, which is Etzla Kipikadon, so that's considered to be her Tashmish HaMakom and not the Mafkit Tashmish HaMakom. That's considered to be her using the Karka as a method of Shmira. And this, I think, you could argue for one of two reasons. You might argue that perhaps any time a Nifgad, right, if the Nifgad is Miyachid HaMakom for Shmiras HaPikadon, then it's considered Litzorcho, lehanasa. You might say he's simply using it to facilitate his own requirements, his own obligation to be shomer this pikadon. It's certainly not the case that if the mafkid were to put it in the simta, that would be considered the nifgad's makom. But if he gave it to me and I decided now I want to try to be shomer it, so I decided to put it in the amiyachin makom in the simta. So yichud makom in the simta aideh hanifgad. That's considered to be tashmish hanifgad. That's considered to be hanas hanifgad. He's using it for the purpose of shmira, his own shmira. So then you might say that that's kone, that's for tashmish, and therefore it would be kone b'shvila. Or alternatively, perhaps you say no, that in general it's not the case that a nifgad moving around the pikadon, and let's say he puts it in his miyachin amakam, the simtas, that's not necessarily defined as tashmish ha nifgad. Maybe it's also tashmish ha mafkid, it's b'shvila mafkid that you're doing it. The shmira as a whole is b'shvila mafkid, so it's true, for your shmira you're using the makam, but that's still b'shvila ha mafkid, and therefore it's not really tashmish of the nifgad, and therefore it wouldn't be kone the nifgad. But perhaps, even if we say that, we might argue that in the case that you're keeping it, not to return it, but with knowledge, you want it to be able to be in your reshus, so that you should be kone it, in other words, you have intent to keep this item. In the meantime, you're simply trying to have it last until the moment at which it becomes yours. If that's the case, right, where the purpose of your shmiras v'kadim is so that it will be kone lecha. So that's defined as Tashmishka. In the normal case of Shmiras Bikadu, where I'm being Shomer, for the purpose of returning it to the Mafkid, in that case we'll say that's not Tashmish of the Nifgad. If you're Miyachin Makom in the Simt in that case, so that's Litzorech Ha Mafkid. But if you have a Bikadun which is yours to watch the Bikadun, but the ultimate purpose of the Shmiras Bikadun is so that I can then be Kone later on, so in that case, that's your own Tashmish. So I mentioned, I think, to Adam, Mamo Otsamachi, I was very happy to find that Reb Chaim says exactly this in a related context. The sugya, this has to do with the sugya of Matzia, which is a kasha that Rishonim already ask upon the Ran, right? The Shitas of Ran, therefore, can be also really asked upon the Rambam. Right, the Ran, if you remember correctly, right, the Ran holds it can be that we paskin like the daya in the Gemara. He holds it. There is a daya, and then we paskin like his daya that the Tol of Zman, the 30th verse day, even if it's an agam, it's kona, it works, right?
Without me'ashah.
Even without me'ashah, right? In fact, the Ramban asks this kasha sort of implicitly because he brought it as a raya that this isn't true, and others following that simply asking the Ran, what? How did he answer this kasha? From the Gemara of Metzia. The Gemara of Metzia, this is context I don't want to get to so much now, but the Gemara is discussing the din of Kefel, where, let's say, there was a... the Shomer decided to pay the Mafkid, and then they found the Ganav. So the din is the Kefel goes to the Shomer. And he pays for his Shmira, meaning if you don't take a Shvua, you have to pay. He doesn't take a Shvua. He says, I'll bear it. I'll pay instead of taking a shvua. So the din is in that case that that kefel goes to the shomer. Why? He just paid me the shmira. Why is it that why is the kefel going to him? So the Gemara explains, this is the Gemara not as a keomer lo, that we say it's as if he said, it's as if the that is the mafkid said to the shomer that lichsha tignav vitirtze vitishameni hari parasi knuy locha me'asha. It's as if you say, it's as if he said, I'm giving this to you, it's a Mesir Hashem Bekadam, but, in the event that these things occur, so it's Kenu Yelacha Me'akshav. The part is Kenu Yelacha, and therefore you would get the Kefal as the Bible, right? Then the Gemara says, Ikad Amri, this is another formulation we find, Amarava Natsik Amar Lo Likshik Tignav V'tirtza V'tshameni Samach L'Gnevasa Kenu Yelacha. Not Me'akshav, but only Samach L'Gneva, the moment right before the Gneva. So the Gemara asks, "My binayu, what's the difference if you're saying it should be knuy lacha me'ashav versus knuy lacha samach l'gnevasa?" I'll give you a simple. So they give two. Ikad binayu kushet b'zera. Okay, so that's a point. Inami dekaima ba'agam. Agam is a nafkamina in that case. If I were to right when the mafkid gives it to the shomer, if we interpret him as if he's saying that it'll be knuy lacha the moment before it was stolen, so then if it's still in the case where it's stolen from an agam. So then, it's not going to work. He's not going to get the kefil. Whereas if you hold it, it's me'ashav, then he would get the kefil. Right? Because me'ashav is a different din. Right? But if you have it just a stam tol of his mind in this case, in other words, it sounds like, right, I'm saying, basically, if you unravel, hare apar knuy lacha la'achar shetigna v'tirtzein l'shameni samach l'ginibasa. Hare apar knuy lacha samach l'ginibasa l'ksha tirtzeini, etc. So if that's the case, so then if it's be'agim, it's not going to work. So the Ramban, this is the Ramban's raya that we paskin the shita, we paskin like the deus that hold that b'li me'ashav, it doesn't work if it's be'agim. Remember, Mitzi even says it's the nafkamina. If we interpret nasek ha'omer lo me'ashav or nasek ha'omer lo from the time of the samach l'gnevasa. So this is a question that everybody asks in the Ran, and we can add. You can ask in the Rambam. And there are many different answers that are given. The simplest being the Ran will tell you that's the other shita. Right, he acknowledged it was a machlokas. He held that that was the other shita. We don't paskin like a shita. He felt some say that, but the answer that I saw in Rav Chaim in the shiurim, this is the shiur of Rav Chaim Alevi Bavakama B'Metziah B'Basra, is different. He says, but he's not. He sort of says things which are kind of like he thinks. Oh, it's a question, which I've been sort of struggling here to prove and to build and develop. But he says sort of as Varm Shutim. He says. Near it, the Hazos Mavur Bixuos, the Atam de Mahanya Be'agam, whom we shum the Kaima Beshusa, we consider it Rishusa. Okay. So he says, Dora Pasha. Okay. So then he says, and if that's the case, Ufizeh, near it, the Lo Shayach Zos Ella Belocho, Amenas Locho, Masha Ein Kane Belocho, Betor Shmira, Im Kane Hanitz of the Mitchila, I have Rishusa Bailin. Then Kane Lo Mahanya Agam Klal. Right? As opposed to Masha Ein Kane Bixuos, Locho, Amenas Knosa, meaning in this case in Bav Metzia, the mafkid is giving to the shomer, but he's giving it to him for the purpose of returning it to him. He wants it back at some point, right? So I'm mafkid to you the pekadon, and it has to get stolen. So in that case, says Rav Chaim, this is Rav Chaim's way to answer the Ran. In that case, when the nifkat puts the pekadon in the simta, in that case, it's defined as b'shvil ha mafkid, Because the ultimate intent here was to return it to him. I'm trying to preserve it so I can return it to him. Right? But when you're talking to the Gemara Ksuba, it was a Bikadum Litzorech. Ultimately, for me to be Kone it, because I wanted to keep it around so that I could have it. Right? It wasn't Shmira to return to the Mafkid. It was Shmira Litzorech, eventual Kinyan. So that's considered to be Tashmisho. And then you could be Kone the Makom. That's what he says. Right? That Mashengi Besuva is the Lotho Menasa Knosov, Akein Kame Beshuso, Veshapa Armahani Rishuso Agam. And that's the answer for the Ran, Bezem Yushav Das Aran, right? That, and the Sos, among many others, ask, we have it says explicitly in the Gemara in Bavansias, Lefi Devreinu Ari Nichad, Hacha Kevin Tchilos Boa La Agam, Haya Betorah Shmira, in Kein HaMakam Agam Kanoi Lebaidin, meaning to the Mafkid. Ba'kein Lomahanya Makam Agam Liknos. Okay. Either way, we have an answer now to the question of the Mahabach, right? We have an explanation now of the Ramam. How does it work, Midin Agam? Agam is, It's not Bershuso. The answer is, it is Bershuso. The Ma'agim is Kono Kichatzero. The issue in this case is Kone the Simta. I did Tashrish the Simta. She's saving the get. She's preserving the get. Either, even if it were just a Stam Bikodon, or if it's just this case of Bikodon, where it's for the purpose ultimately so that she can have the get, to be Zocha the get. Either way, in this case, it is Tashmisha, and therefore she's Kone the Makom Asimta. I did Tashmisha. And then the makom, and then when the bailum comes and says, okay, it's yours, hagitech, it's niknela midin chatzer, she's kona midin chatzer. Aye, says the Marabach, but if the bailum were to put it himself into the chatzer, into the simta, mimahanya, would that work? The answer is simple. No, it wouldn't work. Because in that case, when the baal is miniaksham, so that's tashmisho. The way we paskin. Right? In the parallel case in Kinyan, we paskin, that's considered his tashmish. In other words, when the Baal...
Why don't we say, like,
yeah. Okay. The truth is, I think you make the argument for Rasi. Rasi was talking about a case where you're not giving it as bikadon. You don't intend to give it as bikadon. You intend to be having it be the little chaos. But in this case, you actually don't intend for that. You intend for it to be a bikadon until a certain time later on. So in this case, in Akinami, that wouldn't work. Of course it wouldn't work, because who's going to be kone here? The only one who's available to be kone here is the Baal himself, because it's his tashmish. He's putting the get in there. That's not the tashmish of the Isha, that's the tashmish of the Baal. But when the Isha, when he gives the get to her, and she then places it in a, let's say, Rishus, in an Agam, in a Simta, indeed she is Kone. I, says the Miri, the Kli is not hers. It doesn't have to be hers. That's Ravasi. We pass it against Ravasi, but only because there, in that case, it wasn't Tashmisho. But here, it is Tashmisho, either because, in general, anytime Shomer is placing a Bikadon of her own or of his own accord in a Makom Asimta, so that place is now being used for his purpose as a Shomer. Or if we say no, in general it's not true. In general that would be considered not necessarily Tosh and Tashmish of the Nikud. But in the case where he's being Shomer, it's for the purpose of having it later, like Rav Chaim says, in that case we'll say, indeed it is the Tzorech, is the Tashmish of the Nifgad, and therefore it is, in this case, Tashmish of the Isha, and therefore it's Kona Labishvila. The Nachmina, by the way, there is all these dinim that we mentioned, the Mechilas Bikada. Right, the case of Harega Abgadeshus, I don't know, I didn't see anybody discuss it, I don't know if anybody does. But this will be the Nakamina. Mikadish Bikadon, let's say he gives her a Bikadon. So the Gemara says, if Nishtayer, Tosefta says, if Nishtayer Bigada Shreputa, Mikudeshus. What is Bigada? Let's say it's now in a, she was Miyachin Makom in a Nagam. Will that work? So if we say, this depends on the subject I'm raising here, if it's, we say that in general, anytime a Shomer places a Bikadon in a simta that's considered using the simta for his own purposes, then that we would say in a chinami that would also be mukadeshus in that case. Whereas if we say no, it's only in this case where you're saving it for yourself. So then in the stam case of bikadon where he gives it l'shem bikadon, doesn't tell her why, just says I'm giving you this kesef as a bikadon, or this item as a bikadon, and then later on he decides he wants to marry her and says I regularly be bikadon zeh. So then in that case you would say no. So if she was miyachin makom for the shmiras bikadon, but still she was at that time when she was miyachin the makom, she was using it as a makom, she was using it with tzorech ha-mafkid to return it to him. So in that case, it's not going to be considered. Okay, so Ad Kan, that's how we can explain this Rambam, I believe, that indeed it does work. Yeah, really good.